to people without Allah stepping in. Food crises, gas crisis. They got the fish on the coast. The fish haven't seen this. This sort of situation in 20 years and so forth, and it doesn't look like it's getting better. So this particular, what we're talking about now, makes it doubly important that we as Muslims understand the source and the need for love in the world today. Love must be nourished on a daily basis, or hearts grow hard. The Prophet, peace be upon him, quoted saying similar. The very first thing the Prophet, peace be upon him, did when he went to Mecca was to have one of the Mujahids embrace one of the Ansars.
It is 8:30 a.m. here on KBOO Portland. You've been listening to Islamic Point of View. Again, we want to remind the believers that we have a pledge drive going on here at KBOO. You can call and donate from 8:30 a.m. At the number is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. It is now time for Pathways with Tom Parks.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Divination Foundation, offering the enlightened decision-making system to help people and organizations make the right moves at the right time. More information at www.divination.com. That's divination.com.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Pathways Special Edition. As you folks know, we're in a membership drive right now, and what myself and Paul O'Brien, your Pathways hosts, what we do when these occasions arise is we come up with some kind of goodies. We come up with rewards for our loyal listeners, and we make it a fun occasion. And here we are. We're going to do it again. Okay, but folks, today we got some special razzle dazzle here today, because this is a rare occasion. Myself and Paul O'Brien are the people on the air today, and my guest, who's going to give some lovely goodies away to the folks that support KBOO, is Paul O'Brien. Hello, Paul.
Thank you, Tom. Really happy to be here.
That's good to have you. So, folks, I know this is a little bit odd, but we only have one drive show during this campaign. It's today. So Paul and I are together. We're doing it together. And, folks, something you may not know about Paul O'Brien. You've heard, many of you have heard, you probably hear every week from me, about the Divination Foundation and how wonderful a support they've been to Pathways over these many years. Divination Foundation has been our angel at Pathways. But what Divination Foundation is, in the larger sense, is this whole foundation for divination and for the books that Paul writes, for the talks that he gives, because Paul is a world figure in this specialty. So, Paul, give us a little definition about Divination Foundation. Kind of focus us in, and then we'll talk about the goodies you're bringing today and all that.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I just finished my third book, and that's going to be related to the thank you gifts that we're going to offer today. And I think your idea of having me on the show at the time that my book's just now coming out was a really good idea. But some of the listeners may know, it doesn't really matter, I never talk about it, but my day job until 7 years ago was starting in my basement a software company that later became a internet business and that eventually became the world's largest astrology and divination website. And that is how I made a living. And then 7 years ago, I was very lucky, just before the crash of 2008, to be able to sell the company for a lot of money. And at that point, I didn't have to work anymore. But to me, it's a thin line between work and play when you're doing what you love. And so I immediately started the Divination Foundation as a way to publish the stuff that I wanted to write. There's blogs, and we also distribute the Pathways programming on divination.com in the form of podcasts. So I wanted to extend the reach of Pathways for the authors that we have on the show. And now I'm once again an author, and I've had so much excitement about this new book that I thought, hey, that might make a good premium to encourage people to support community radio and specifically our Pathways programming by offering it. This book is a free gift, and I'm also offering a one-hour consultation plus the book as a free gift for anyone who pledges $120. But for anybody today who pledges $60 to KBOO and Community Radio and Pathways, I'm going to give a free copy of this $20 book.
So, and we'll do this all again, folks. We'll give you the phone numbers. We'll tell you specifically. I'm going to read some stuff about the book to you. All of that.
The name of the book.
Yeah. So, first, folks, this is a rare occasion to have Paul and I together on the air. It hardly ever happens. Maybe once or twice in...
I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah,
in 30 years.
No, one other time.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Yeah, we did. One other time. Sorry about that, Paul.
That's all right. It's been a long time.
It has. So this is for our listeners. They're getting the two of us here, and we're creating some special goodies for them out of your generosity. But I think it's fun for the audience. They get to have these two guys together.
You know, speaking of generosity, your generosity is incredible. Both of us have been volunteers here for 30 years. Nobody gets paid at KBOO except for a small staff, and they are severely underpaid. But we've been doing this for 30 years as a labor of love. And that's kind of what I'm doing with the Divination Foundation, because I at this stage of my life, I'm in my 60s, and I've, you know, luckily for me, I don't have to work anymore. But this book, so what I'm trying to do in this book, it's called Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, Cultivating Intuitive Intelligence, is to create something that I can leave behind for my grandson and future generations. And it's a publication of the Divination Foundation, so it just makes sense to offer this book as a premium today for the pledge drive for anybody who calls in and makes a pledge of $60 or more. And if they wanted to get an hour of consulting around the whole topic of intuitive decision making, which is basically what my entire career has been about. And it's really, Tom, what divination is all about.
Paul, you're an authority in this. In my years and decades of doing interviews of authors, I've never met any other authority in this like you. You've really honed in on a slice and become this, Paul. It's fantastic. So, folks, you realize these folks that we bring to you over the years, incredible selection of authorities, of authors that come here and they share their passion with you, and we get to contribute to everybody's lives. Now, Paul joined the ranks of the authors, so this is a great occasion today to have Paul be the focus of this membership drive, and we'll go back to these goodies, these thank you gifts in a minute, folks. But Paul, let's talk specifically, please, about exactly what it is you do. Again, the new book, Great Decisions, Perfect Timing. The subtitle I love, Cultivating Intuitive Intelligence. Intuitive Intelligence.
Yeah.
Speak to me on this.
Well, you know, intuition is a very difficult thing to measure, and it's an impossible thing to make happen when you want it to happen. You can't force the intuition. And yet, when it comes to what I call visionary decisions, and that's kind of my shtick, is visionary decision making, which is about the big decisions in life that can change your entire life. And maybe you only have 10 or 12 of them in a lifetime. Like, the first one probably for a young adult is, where should I go to college? But there are others like, should I marry this person? Should I change careers? All of these big decisions, should I have a baby? All of these big decisions need to be carefully considered, and the way to do it is to learn to trust your intuition. But that's easier said than done. And I've come up with a system based on 40 years of my own research and my own studies in the area of divination with the I Ching, but also in the area of Jungian psychology, and putting these things to work, and through trial and error, through 4 decades of trial and error, I've come up with a visionary decision-making approach, or system that's going to help people make these bigger decisions in a way that increases their odds by leveraging their intuition.
So this is a workbook, Paul?
Well, it's got a lot of exercises in it. I'd say it's about 25% autobiographical, it's about 30% philosophical, and it's about 40% workbook. So in other words, how to activate your intuition.
Beautiful.
Now, activating your intuition is not easy because we have so much noise in our environment, and we're so hurt, and we have so much hurry, and we have so much anxiety that it's really too easy to be distracted. And I like to compare the intuition as we've called it the sixth sense for 1,000 years, right? And so what does that mean? Okay, we've got, if you think of your hand as your mind and the five fingers as these five senses and they're huge antennas and the palm of your hand is the mind. And imagine there's this dinky little one to the left, to the side of your little finger, this tiny little antenna, which is the intuitive sense. And learning to use your intuitive sense and learning to trust it, that's my definition of intuitive intelligence. Now, everybody's got intuition, but not everybody trusts it because they can't tell the difference between an intuitive feeling and a feeling that's based on some kind of fear or strong desire.
People train for years to try and get this skill you're talking about, Paul. It's not something that, especially in our culture, you just fall off a log and you really have awake intuition. So this
right.
is a lovely kind of a tool to bring to people.
Well, it's nothing's more important than the decisions that we make. The quality of the decisions that you make when you have these choice points in life is completely determines the level of success and happiness that you will achieve. And you'd think that human beings, being the only species that can visualize different possible outcomes to different possible choices, you'd think we would be geniuses at this by now, but we really suck bad. We're constantly making bad decisions, and now it's getting to the point where it's threatening the survival of the species and the life on the planet. So this is a really important thing to learn how to do, how to make better decisions. And what is timing? Everybody wants perfect timing, right? The book's called Great Decisions, Perfect Timing. What is perfect timing? Perfect timing is making the right moves at the right time. How do you do that? That's a decision too. There's two aspects. There's the what is the best next move to make? And the second decision is, when should I make it? It's like you're playing chess. And if you're a good chess player, you can think a couple moves ahead. And you know what order you need to make the moves. This is what you have to do in life. It's like a strategy game. So we're really talking about strategy, personal strategic decisions, and how to make the right moves at the right time. And so once you learn how to do that, your timing automatically improves.
Okay, Paul, specifically, it's just a little bit of a functional question here. All the emotional wash that goes on in our lives, all the other pressures that we have internally, even we talked about beliefs somewhat at lunch a little while ago, all these things that shield our vision and taint and filter our vision. So address that. How do you help people? Because people are loaded down with all the interference.
Right.
How to help them get to this intuition?
Well, that's an interesting question, Tom, because it precisely addresses the issue of how do you make this happen. And really, intuition, as I define it, as an antenna, is a receptive function. It's not a projective function. It's a receptive function. So what is it receiving? It's receiving impressions. It's receiving it's perceiving patterns, and it's receiving impressions from where? From what Jung called the collective unconscious, which I call infinite intelligence. And so the problem is not the intuition per se, it's the fact that its receptivity is blocked. So the whole methodology of visionary decision making involves clearing the noise out and removing the blockages. The noise, that's all of the bombardment of the five senses that's happening all the time. So there's a meditation technique that I teach in chapter 6, which is the chapter on intuitive intelligence, or activating intuitive intelligence. And that is a particular type of meditation practice that gets you the benefits of meditation at large, but it opens up your intuitive antenna to receive things more clearly because it's dampening down the noise. Then you have the other problem, which I liken to, imagine you have this concrete bunker around that little antenna. What is that concrete bunker? That's all the really strong fears and strong desires that we have that you know, we tend to make decisions on the basis of our strong feelings.
The interference is overwhelming.
Oh, it's amazing. When somebody has an intuitive insight, it's almost like a friggin' miracle, considering all of these obstacles that we have. And the hard part with these containment things, these fear thoughts that are very, or these strong feelings, is summed up in this rule that I have in the book. It's called O'Brien's Rule. It goes like this. It goes, the stronger the feeling, the less you can trust it.
Wow.
Now, this is so counterintuitive.
Wow.
Intuition doesn't show up as a strong feeling. Intuition is very delicate, a very fine frequency. It's that still, quiet voice they used to refer to. You know, intuition doesn't hit you over the head with a strong feeling. If you're having a really strong feeling, chances are the ego's behind that, and it has to do with fear or some kind of desire,
ego,
some kind of craving. Yeah.
Paul, tell me this, though. Because what you said inherent here, inherent in what you said today, there's like a law of nature that every human being is wired up like this? Every human being is capable like this?
Well,
everybody is capable.
Yeah, I mean, animals have instincts, and intuition is kind of a higher instinct. Okay, so intuition does depend upon having a big enough brain to perceive patterns of a more cosmic nature. In other words, animals perceive patterns too, and they have instincts, and God knows how their brains work, but their brains are structured pretty much the same as ours. I have a whole thing in there about brain science, about how the right brain is the thing that connects with the infinite intelligence and receives impressions. Sometimes those impressions need to be translated to the left brain, because the right brain stores things in the form of images and feelings, and the right brain stores things in terms of words and ideas. And so until we get to words and ideas, we can't really do anything with these intuitive impressions, even if we get the clarity to receive them. So there's a translation that has to happen. And part of what happens to translate the impressions received by the right brain, provided it's not in reaction to fears and stuff, and get it over to the left brain where you can use it, is archetypes. Archetypes are structures that involve ideas and patterns that can be translated in from images to thoughts and ideas that can be used. And so this whole book basically teaches people how to use the synchronicity principle to notice more, to have more intuitive insights, and then how to use archetypes, another thing defined by Carl Jung, as was synchronicity, in order to translate those intuitive insights into usable information. And it all is based on this idea of the collective unconscious, which is infinite intelligence that's there for us all the time. And this is a really positive message, Tom, that we have the resources, we have this gigantic field of all great ideas and all new thoughts and all creative ideas are in the collective unconscious. This is why when somebody invents something, there's probably three other people on Earth that are inventing that same thing at the same time. It's because it belongs to all of us. It's part of the commons. It's our cultural commons.
Right. So, Paul, over the years, we've had so many gifted people come through the show. Truly gifted people. World-famous gifted people.
Right.
But today you're talking about these laws of intuition. This is not really similar to psychic stuff, is it? To psychic perception, psychic abilities. This is distinct from that.
Well, you know, psychics are purportedly people who have a better intuition. Sometimes they're called intuitives.
True.
And you know, and some people do have a better intuition or are more practiced at it or have more confidence in it. You know, it's one thing to have intuitive instinct, and it's another thing to trust it. And it's another thing to know how to tell the difference between an intuitive perception and a fear thought or a strong feeling.
Or to be able to command it and call it forward.
Right, right.
That's very advanced.
Right. So I agree that there are people who are more psychically, who are more intuitively developed than me, and we can call those people psychics. But do I want to delegate my intuitive intelligence to them? I don't think so, because I don't know what kind of day they're having, and I don't know what's preoccupying them when they're doing a reading for me. They could be just more preoccupied with paying their rent than, you know, tuning into anything that has to do with me. So I'm very skeptical, and I have always been skeptical about psychics. Even when I had the world's largest divination website, I was basically trying to empower your inner psychic. I was trying to provide tools that would let people do this for themselves. And that's exactly what this book is about, because what I've basically figured out is that, you know, what's more important? I mean, somebody tells you the future. I don't believe in fortune telling. Somebody can basically tell you which way the wind is blowing, or what the probabilities might be, or the trend line of a certain tendency. But in terms of predicting the future, I don't have anything to do with that. So it's all about decision making is basically what I think divination and psychics ought to be about, is helping people make better decisions and to execute them with good timing.
Okay, Paul, what I want to do now for our audience is I want to tune them in to the good news today. Because, folks, as always, when we're on these membership drives, Paul and I bring you some goods. We bring you some nice rewards. So first, let me tell you, we'll put it out now. I'm going to be repeating this towards the end of the show. Around the end of our show today, close to 9 o'clock, the folks will be manning the phones here. You will be able to call in and accomplish your connection with KBOO. They have all these answers. They know exactly what these lovely membership gifts are today. They'll be ready to help you. Here's the phone number. I will repeat it a little later. It is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Please wait until just after we finish the show, and they'll be on hand, they'll be on duty there, ready to go. Of course, you can always go to kboo.fm, click on membership, and you can accomplish it right there. It's just, I love the fact that these people are live in the room at the end of our show.
Yeah, actually, I think they're going to be there by 8:30. I think they're going to be there during the whole show.
Well, that'll be great if they are.
Yeah.
It comes and goes. Okay, so Paul...
But I wouldn't wait until the end of the show in case they are there, because we've only got three of these premiums.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because right now we have two different gift categories here. Paul, do you mind if I put you through the description of these, because you can do it better than
me? No, I'm happy to. Okay, for $120 sustaining member pledge, I'm offering 1 hour of visionary decision-making consulting by phone or by Skype, although it's possible if they're in Portland we could do it in person, plus a copy of my new book, Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, Cultivating Intuitive Intelligence. Now, normally I do this kind of consulting to help people make strategic decisions in their life or get off of some stuck place or make a big change. And I normally do that on a donation basis through the Divination Foundation. And the suggested donation is $300. So I think you could say that this is a $300 value. And it's going to help you. I can help you get clear on your best next move to make regarding an important decision or change in your life, and how to make that with better timing.
So they have an hour of personal attention, coaching, interaction with you, 1 hour.
Right, and that's if they make a $120 pledge. Now, there's only three of those available, and but this is something that I do through the Divination Foundation on occasion, and I'm happy to do it for this cause, Community Radio and Pathways. And then the lesser, for any pledge of $60 or greater, you can get a free copy of my book, Great Decisions, Perfect Timing. It's a $20 value. And I think there's 10 of those that we're making
okay,
available.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. 10 of them. And that's for the $60 level.
That's right. Or greater. Anywhere between $60 and $120.
All right, good. And 10 of those. So, folks, the way that it works, of course, is first come, first served. So if you would, make a note of the number. That's the easiest way here. 877-500-5266.
And even if you call after the show is over, you can tell them that you want the Pathways premium. Yeah. And you can tell them, be sure to tell them to attribute it to Pathways, because this is the only kind of rating that we ever get.
That's right.
Is support from our audience.
Yep. So, folks, here we are, Tom and Paul together. That's a rare occasion.
And once every 20 years.
We want to invite you to please make a gesture. Make a statement today. Call into KBOO, support Pathways, and get a nice little reward. But this is the time when we need to call on you to honor us for all the loving service we do here, Paul and I. And we bring you the best we can bring you. We really do. We do not joke around. We go after the really top names, the real authorities in all these different disciplines. We bring them to you and we deliver their passions right into your radio Sunday mornings.
Tom, you know, I am really proud of what we've done over the last 30 years. I don't mean to blow our horn too awfully hard, but I mean, 30 years of volunteer service and the pains that you and I have gone to bring fresh programming and current programming and professionally produced programming to community radio is for no personal reward. There's been no angle. Yep. You know, until today, you know, I've never come out and said that I have an association with the Divination Foundation. And the Divination Foundation is one of the underwriters of Pathways, but that doesn't nearly support our operation. And I didn't have to do that. I just, you know, the Divination Foundation supports some causes, and this is a good cause. And I think, I feel really good about us asking our listeners to pitch in, because I feel so strongly about it, and what a good thing it is that a program like Pathways can exist.
You bet.
And it can't exist anywhere except on public radio and on KBOO in Portland.
So, folks, we're grateful. We're grateful to you for the many years. You know, we're a little half-hour show Sunday mornings, but we show up big time in the KBOO spectrum every year, every time we have membership drives. It's because of our listeners.
Yeah.
We're grateful for you that you come forward and you love Pathways as long and as hard as you have. And we sure love doing it. But this is the moment, Paul. This is the moment where we need to ask folks.
Right. And it doesn't matter whether you find my work interesting or whether you want these premiums that we're offering. We're just trying to make it easier for people to support community radio, which is so important to all of us for so many reasons. So even if you're not interested in these premiums, there's lots of other premiums here. There's CDs, there's books, there's
tickets, there's
restaurant discounts. You know, there's any number of premiums, but that's not the real reason to step up. The real reason is to support good programming that we need in this crazy world that we live in.
Exactly. Okay, so folks, I want to reiterate again how you make contact with us, because it's going to be your turn here in a moment. The phone number is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. You also can go to kboo.fm and click on membership to accomplish this. But the folks are waiting for your call right now. And through Paul's generosity, we have some lovely gifts for you when you do call in. Paul, thank you. Hey, you know,
it's a pleasure. And you know, Tom, I just want to say that everybody's got decisions to make. Everybody's got big decisions to make. And I think the premium, in even though, you know, of course I'm in favor of my own book, but I think this book it speaks to everybody, particularly people who might be doing a career change, or people who are in their 20s that are starting a career, or people who are empty nesters or baby boomers who are wanting to start some new entrepreneurial pursuit, whatever, or a new relationship, whatever kind of decision you're making. You want to bring more intuition to bear, and we've got some other techniques in the book. It does not depend on divination. There is a chapter on how to use the I Ching, which is the thing that I specialize in, and in fact I wrote a Western version of the I Ching, and I have an app for that called the Visionary I Ching. But it's not dependent on anything like that. It's basically leveraging Jungian psychology, and Jung studied the I Ching for 30 years. So it all hangs together, and it's kind of an interesting read. But I think we're pretty much, we've got a couple minutes to wrap up the show.
Okay, well, let me say this, Paul. Every time I wrap up a show, I tell folks about divination.com, and there's stuff over there. Can they get little goodies and little tools over there? Is there stuff they can do actively?
Well, divination.com is a repository of all of the work that I do, as well as an extension of the Pathways programming, because we have podcasts of my last 200 shows are on divination.com. So there is always fresh content there. I write a column for Maui Vision magazine, and every 2 months I have a new blog, and that's on the site. The radio podcasts are on the site, and information on the books is on the site. The entire I Ching is on the site. If anybody wants to cast the I Ching and get a modern, non-sexist version of it, they can get that right there on the site. We're a philanthropic organization, Tom. It's work as philanthropy. I want to just give back for the rest of my life. I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. like Carl Jung, yeah, and the ancient sages of the I Ching. I just want to give back for the sake of my grandson, for the sake of future generations, and for the sake of our listening audience.
Thank you, Paul. So, folks, the book is, it's a beautiful book, Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, Cultivating Intuitive Intelligence. Paul O'Brien, thanks for coming today, Paul. And, folks, one more time, let me just tell you, call 877-500-5266 and speak up for Pathways, please. We'd love to have your support.
And I think we have to say that this show is made possible in part by a grant from the Divination Foundation. Information at divination.com, divination.com. We're required to say that, Tom.
Paul O'Brien, I love you, man.
I love you too,
Tom. Thank you for 30 years.
Hey, thank you for 30 years. Now let's head to Pledge Central.
Thank you.
And good morning, and it's time for the Italian Hour on KBOO-FM, and this is our winter pledge break. So we'll be talking about how you can become a member of KBOO's community radio, and how important it is. But right now, I just want to welcome Lucia, and I'm Bob, and say happy birthday to Lucia right off the bat.
Oh, Bob, you don't have to say that about me. Buongiorno, buongiorno a tutti. Oggi ne abbiamo 8 di febbraio. Speriamo che telefonate dentro e portare avanti quest'ora italiana.
And I do want to say that this program is being made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grendel's, our neighborhood coffee house, offering organic coffee, sandwiches, and breakfast and lunch. And Wi-Fi. Proud to support KBOO. Grendel's is open every day at East Burstside and 8th. And while you're visiting them, be sure to come over to KBOO station on 20 East 8th, Southeast 8th, and give us a visit here, especially during Pledge Week. More information about Grendel's can be found at 503, dialing, that's the old terminology for telephoning, 503-595-9550, or on facebook.com/Grendel's Coffee House.
Also, during the program, we have some movie ticket. You know, the International Movie Festival is on, and Lucia has some ticket to give away, and also I have some CD to give away. Please support the Italian Hour.